Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the city of Rock Hill has been working hard to make sure their MyRide public transportation system remains as good as it possibly can, and the state is taking notice.
We got a grant through a competitive grant process of $2.2 million, and then also another $830,000 awarded to us by the state of South Carolina. So a grant plus a state award that will allow us to buy 3 new buses. And so now we're trying to figure out, what does that mean? Do we supplement our routes we have now, or do we look forward to maybe seeing if we can find another partner or two so we can do a fifth route?
Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes said it was the plan all along, but it has been driven by popular demand.
We're well over 5,000 riders a week now. Our goal was 4,000, so demand is there. We're talking a lot now about what mass transit looks like in this area over the next 20 or 30 years. And to me, at least, if we can show we have a viable transit system that's larger than just Rock Hill, then we're creating the sort of the skeleton or the spine for what will come in the future.
The decision on a new route or extending an old one will depend on how much room is in the budget.
Costs a lot of money for these buses to run as they do, that we won't get them, they won't be operational or here to be operated until June or July of 21. And so what we'll look at is, where could another route go? And I think there's a couple routes we could do. I would love to see us partner with another community in York County and to see how we could make that route encompass more than just Rock Hill.
There will also be a central location for all routes in the University Center area. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.